number 20, Rebel Bunny, Back to the Future.
Jekka News, you need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mahikeng, 33, Johannesburg, 31. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver the eulogy at the funeral of former Minister of Finance Tito Mboweni. Lesetha Makura reports.
The funeral service of the former South African Reserve Bank Governor and Cabinet Minister Dr. Tito Mboweni is currently underway at Nkuwankuwa Stadium in Tzaneen. Mboweni's remains just arrived at stadium after a private church ceremony at Romans Catholic Church in Johannesburg. Dignitaries such as the former President Thabo Mbeki and Deputy President Paul Mashadile are also here in attendance of the former governor's funeral. Other leaders of faith-based organization and political parties are also making their way into the Nkuwankuwa Stadium, despite the scorching sun of Tzaneen, to bid farewell to their friend and leader. Lesetha Makura, Jacaranda FM, Tzaneen.
The city of Tshwane has confirmed that the newly elected ANC deputy mayor, Eugene Modise, has no outstanding debts on his municipal accounts. This comes in response to allegations from the DA, which claims that Modise owed the municipality money. City spokesperson, Salve Bukaba.
Councillor Eugene Modise has granted us permission to make this disclosure. Two of his accounts are on credit, meaning that he has paid more money into our coffers. So Councillor Modise does not owe the city a dime. In actual fact, you can say that we are the ones that owe him.
The Johannesburg Emergency Services say they extinguished a fire in the early hours near Boysens. They responded to a fire at a chemical factory. Emergency Services spokesperson Nana Radeba Kahiba says no injuries were reported.
The City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Services responded to a structural fire at Springfield near Boysens just before 4 a.m. this morning. On arrival, firefighter crews found the building well alive. It is a factory that manufactures flammable liquid. Fortunately, there are no casualties reported and the fire has been put out.
And the militant group Hamas confirmed their leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed. Willem Els from the Institute for Security Studies says the future of the conflict will depend on Sinwar's successor.
Now that he's been killed, things might change. It all depends on two things. It depends on who will be appointed as his successor. Should that be a more moderate leader, there might be a possibility of peace negotiations that will continue and maybe an end to the conflict. It also depends on Iran, because Iran is using Hamas as their proxy.
I'm Emil Pinar, hoofdnieuws die die begrafenis van Tito Mboweni is onderweg.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this. Number 20.
It is Rebel Bunny and Jacaranda FM. It's called Back to the Future. Benson Boone in at 19 with Slow It Down.
You keep bringing up the history. You can't get it off your mind. And we're not what we're meant to be. And we're stuck in rewind. But I'm science fiction. And you're a contradiction. I try stop your addiction. So all I wanna say is, all I wanna say is, come back to the future. Climbing my machine, I wanna show you things that you've never seen. Back to the future, I'm in my machine. It's not impossible if you believe in me. Come back to the future.